usually the word term I just use, I think, white trash.
Would blacks use that term too, or, you know?
Yeah.
And someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't...
Yeah, it depends who that is now. You take a woman and she's... I'm gonna try and get through with this afternoon, Raymond, so you won't have to come back. You take a common woman now, she can be a whore or a prostitute.
Do you ever use the word common in a complimentary sense? If you say someone is common, does that always mean that you're insulting the person?
No.
How else can you use the word common?
Well, supposing you say an individual has a common knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That means he has an average knowledge of a situation or a subject. That wouldn't be insulting or downgrading.
Mm-hmm. But if you said that a person is common?
You could still mean he could be an average person.
Mm-hmm. Someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get into town much.
Or sometimes they say country hick,
okay.
Redbone.
And you say, you wanted to know how frequently I went to town. You might ask me how.
How many times?
Or how?
How often you go to town?
And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere, he calls out and asks if you'll be ready. So you say, I'll be with you
in a minute.
And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is
your hair.
And on a man's hair here would be
his beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
That one? Your left one.
Huh?
Your left ear.
And this is the...
Right ear.
And the whole thing here
is your face.
Or...
Your mouth.
And this whole thing...
Hey, how far are you going down?
Not very far. This whole thing is the...
Neck.
And this part here is the...
Offhand, I can't think of...
If you have
the throat. Your throat.
Okay. And these are the...
Teeth.
And one.
Tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one.
Hand.
Tooth.
Hands.
And this is the.
Palm.
And one.
Fist.
Tooth.
Fist.
And a place where the bones come together is called a...
Are you referring to the face or what? Or just the bone?
No, any place.
Joint. Mm-hmm. Joints.
And on a man, this part of his body
is his chest.
And these are the.
Shoulders.
And this is the...
Wait a minute, are you going all the way down? Are you pointing at your knee or your leg?
Okay, this is the...
Foot.
Tooth. And you have
two... 2 feet.
And you get down in this position, you say you...
Squatting.
Any other way of saying that?
In a hunch.
Okay. Do you ever hear a special name for the back part of your thigh?
I'm thinking of calf, but I don't believe that's right, is it?
Did you ever hear
the name calf?
Yeah, but I mean up higher than that. Did you ever hear haunches or down on your haunches or hunker down or any of those expressions?
I've heard the expression down on your haunches, but usually haunches refer to animals, I think.
Mm-hmm. And this sensitive bone here is the...
Calf?
And...
I'm not sure of that now. I'm not that familiar with the body. There's only certain things that interest me about the body, see, and I can name offhand.
If someone has been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Pert.
Huh?
Pert. Peakish, or whatever you want to call it.
And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
Healthy.
And if he's not weak, you say he's...
Healthy and strong. Or strong and healthy.
What about the word stout? Did you ever use that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
A person who has excess weight, fat.
You call him?
Stout.
And someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, would be?